Hi, I'm Liam Neeson. Every passing year, more and more comedies go unmade, unseen, and unquoted.
That guy in a little coat.
But for the price of one movie ticket, you can help rescue a comedy. And in the process, you'll get to share a smile, a laugh, and even the occasional groan with the people in your very own community.
Oh, as if!
Right now, there's a comedy movie that needs you. Please, buy a ticket right now, so our children, and hopefully their children too, can one day enjoy watching a comedy.
Oh, sh!
In the theater.
Yes, my friends, we're talking about The Naked Gun. And I don't know what's better for this, the movie itself or the marketing campaign behind it. We rolled into The Naked Gun the other night with a deep, deep crew. And I gotta say, I'm just gonna tell one little story to put the emphasis on this for a second. Whenever we go see one of these advanced screenings, you walk out and the ladies with the clipboard are always standing there. And you always give them your review and you say, thank you for having us. And as I'm giving my well-thought-out review, my one-liner that's quotable, my brother-in-law who came to the movie with us is right next to my father-in-law who came to the movie with us, and my brother-in-law is going, wasn't it great? There's none of that woke BS in the movie. Wasn't it great? And that's basically what it is. It's an old-school comedy for a new generation. Mike, what'd you think?
Well, I think it's one of my favorite movies of the year, and it's the reboot that I never thought I wanted. Certainly not one I expected, but like I told the nice lady with the clipboard, I'm glad we got it. It's I'm not as much a comedy guy as much as you and Zach are, so I went into this very trepidatious. In fact, really, I was just going for a good hang and vibes with my friends. I was kind of like, who cares if the movie's any good or not? And then I was just delighted. It's funny. It's scathing. It's clever. I'm not really a Lonely Island guy, so saying that like Kiva Schaefer is directing it does nothing for me. I'm even less of a Seth MacFarlane guy. I'm well-documented, not a Family Guy. Big Mike doesn't like fun, apparently. there's only two things that Big Mike likes. And which got it in this movie, ironically enough. But I was delighted by how original, fresh, and fun this movie felt. I was laughing the entire time. I was laughing with my friends the whole time. It is one of the best times I had at the movie. At the movies all year.
Speaking of laughing the entire time, young Zach is up after off the floor. Woo! After Mike broke him with that comment. Young Zach, you rolled in with your entire family. What'd you guys think?
Yeah, I had a deep crew. Well, so I've got a unique perspective on this. I haven't seen any of the original Naked Guns, and that's on me. I love Airplane. I have no reason to not have seen those movies. That's no one to blame but myself for that. But I was kind of worried that if there would be a whole, these sort of movies, especially reboots, you get a lot of callbacks, a lot of nods to old gags, old jokes, and help me out here. I don't think there was a whole lot of that because it wasn't noticeable if it was.
I could count them on one hand.
So all I'll say is that if you know the deep, deep stuff, because I'm a huge nerd of these movies.
Yeah, yeah.
There were actually more than that,
okay,
but they were so subtle that it goes right over your head. And I don't want to say some of them on air because they are spoilers if you're like me and you know the commentary, the director's cut commentary of these movies like I do because I'm a dork. There weren't as many obvious ones. There were a lot of deep cut ones, but you're right, Mike. They weren't smacking you in the face with this stuff all the time.
Which I appreciated. This at a time where we're in depth in reboot culture and sequel culture and legacy sequel culture, this is kind of like the rare reboot that kind of like honors its roots, but also still being fresh and hilarious in its own right.
And brought a whole bunch of exposure to I mean, not even my generation. There's people older than me that have missed the first Naked Gun movie. So I think a lot of times the newest Karate Kid movie is a good example of standalone because it requires a lot of, they have to give you the backstory, they get you up to speed, and then it's standalone. This was truly standalone. You don't need any prior knowledge to appreciate this. And when we talk about it being it's not anti-woke, it's just not woke. And,
right.
And that was what I loved the most about it, was all the same jokes that you maybe would have even seen in the original Airplane.
Right.
Just stuff, I mean, we kept looking at each other going, oh my goodness, they just said that. And that's great. And it's great, and there's no backlash. They just did it. And it proves that we can do that sort of jokes that toe on the line just like we do all the time here on the station, and we all have jobs.
And it was so refreshing.
I don't know what happened there. That's just completely unrelated.
It was so refreshing because you can make these jokes and nobody's getting mad about it. And they took aim at both sides. They had a lot of political jokes even in there, and everybody's laughing about them together. Everything was great about this. And I'll add one more thing as a sideline. My wife does not like the Naked Gun movies. She doesn't like any of that kind of humor. She is loving the marketing campaign because Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson are so entertaining, whether they are or not dating. Who gives a crap? But the marketing campaign is so well tailored for everybody who's not going to see the movie, and that's brilliant.
I don't know who gives a crap, but I'll tell you who will beg for the brown.
Oh no!
Wow.
No! Those who have seen the movie, oh man, that was a reference.
Well, let's talk about the cast for a sec here, because like I remember like listening to some obscure podcast like years and years ago and saying like, here's what you do. You get somebody like the Taken guy. Who's the Taken guy? Oh, Liam Neeson.
Mm-hmm.
You put Liam Neeson in this Naked Gun situation, and he's the perfect choice for this because I didn't realize that his humor was just so bone dry and that like he would be able to pull this off. Like that PSA I played to start it off. It's like it's so earnest and Liam Neeson-like. And for him to do this at times completely absurd, slapstick, wacky role. Like that was the thing I was afraid of going in, is that this movie was going to be too clever for its own good, because that's how I would describe the humor of both Seth MacFarlane and Lonely Island. Too cute for its own good.
Mm-hmm.
Naked Gun, you know, the Leslie Nielsen versions aren't that. It's just good slapstick, wordplay, absurd gags, silliness. And I love that this movie revels in that silliness.
Yes, if you're the person who likes Hot Shots, if you're the person who likes Naked Gun, if you're the person who likes Airplane, if you like those kind of movies, this is for you. Now, one word of caution is that don't go into this thing expecting Shakespeare. Like, I have all these great memories of 1, 2, and 3. First of all, none of the same jokes, but the same humor. Go into it and go, I just want to enjoy myself at the movies. And you will enjoy yourself. Zach, final thoughts?
Oh, it's the funniest movie of the year, hands down. Slapstick for the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Very good.
Zach, I got a question for you. This the third lead of the movie, this Paul Walter Hauser guy, is he
like, brother, you Hauser.
Is he like one of your like, you know, dry bar clean comedian guys? Because like this guy's like everywhere. I can't seem to get away from
I'd
him.
Have to see the face. I don't know.
Okay.
Do you mean the guy who was in that Richard Jewell movie? That guy? Which guy are we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh.
There's so many cameos in this movie.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
so easy. That my, okay. We're leaving and I'm talking.
We're cutting all this out, by the way. Oh, good
okay.
God.
Yeah.
The guy who's partnered with Liam Neeson.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean.
The chubby guy.
Yeah, so the chubby
that's
guy.
That's Richard Jewell.
That's Richard Jewell.
If you say so.
Okay.
Okay, well, never mind then.
Okay.
That's all he
I
is
just
to me.
Thought he was in something else entirely.
Yeah,
good
Richard
God.
Jewell.
Yeah. He's also in that Fantastic Four, by the way.
He's also in Cobra Kai. He's in everything these days. Yeah.
This is terrible. We're cutting all this out.
All right.
One thing I wanted to mention before we get out of here is a shout out to Pamela Anderson.
Yes.
By the way, I mean, like, I did not realize that she was capable of a comedic performance. And I think it's cool in the way that Hollywood kind of, if not outright discards actors of a certain age, certainly doesn't give them prominent roles. So I think it's cool that Pamela Anderson comes back and just crushes it in a downright fun and silly performance.
And for her and Liam Neeson, they lean into the age thing in
yes.
a way that's great and funny. It's not Tom Cruise. They're not doctoring these Liam Neeson up as some action star that he once was.
Yeah. No, I thought that was really, really great. I think she steals every scene that she's in. I think the cast is fantastic. Everybody in it does a great job. There's no weak part of this movie.
Right.
I liked everything about it. So go see The Naked Gun, which is playing in theaters right now. And thanks to our friends over at Allied Global Marketing for having us out the other night. Really do appreciate
it. And for
it.
All the swag as well.
Oh, yes, including the boxer shorts, which we'll have to post some pictures of those on social media.